Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September the 22nd, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Friday's action mix for the indices we follow on the video. Saw some indices to the upside here. Did see gold lead the way to the upside. NASDAQ Composite, NASDAQ 100 lead. U.S. equities up over 70 basis points. Bonds were roughly flat and the U.S. dollar slightly positive. We did see crude down over 1% there. No change on its chart, though. Still maintains that current column of X's. We actually did see the Russell 2000 in negative territory, just down 77 basis points. For gold, did see Friday's action bring it back into a column of X's to match that all-time chart there at 36.90, still trading around the top of the trading band. Even pre-market this morning, we're seeing gold move above that $3,700 mark, so we'll keep an eye on that as far as Monday's action goes. Then moving on over to the NASDAQ Composite, with Friday's action, we saw a move above 22,600, marking a new all-time high, continuing this current column of X's here, moving further into overbought territory near the top of that trading band there. We also saw the NASDAQ 100 add an X to its current column. Moving on into this week's action, while we did see RUT down during Friday's trading, we're monitoring it now to see if it's able to move to a new all-time high. We did see last week's action moving up to 24,60, matching that all-time chart high. Here, move above 2480 would mark a new all-time chart high for it there. We actually did see a price high with last week's action there, but haven't seen a move above that 2480 level for that new chart high just yet. As far as indicator action goes, we saw the 10 weeks and saw a couple others, 10 weeks reverse down into O's, suggesting we're still seeing a lot of those stocks hover, or at least kind of pull back below their 50-day moving average, or pull back to the middle of the trading band or slightly below. So we're seeing quite a bit of that action for 10 weeks here, as we're sort of seeing most indicators maintain in their current position. So nothing really too alarming at the moment, but we're always going to monitor those little column changes, especially even for short-term indicators like the 10-week. Moving on to upcoming earnings for the week, Micron, MU reporting tomorrow on the 23rd. We've seen the stock rally up to a high here at 170, pull back with last week's action, pardon me, down to 160 there. So at the moment, could look at prior resistance here in the 150s as near-term support, also prior resistance at 128. Don't have much in the way of sort of that bottom that we found yet, at least near-term bottom after this pullback. So we'll use those prior resistance levels as potential levels of support. But as the week may, or as today's action may transpire, if we can get a reversal up here, could also look to 160 there as a potential level of support again, if we get that reversal into X's. Also seeing AutoZone reporting tomorrow. We have Cintas reporting on Wednesday, Costco highlighting a group reporting on Thursday. COST maintained the sell signal since July of this year. We saw it put a lower top in there in August. It's really kind of maintained around the middle of the trading band here. One of those stocks that we've seen pull below, back below its middle of its 50-day moving average. At the moment, still have that support there, 928, still also have support at 880 there. Move to 1008 would actually return it to a buy signal, so just prices to watch there for COST. Still maintaining a 3 for 5 at the moment, but we also have Accenture along with Jabil, JBL, and CarMax reporting on Thursday as well, along with Costco. And then Friday, we have PCE data coming out, so that along with the number of Fed's speakers, I'm sure many will be waiting to see what further clarity we get on the path forward there. But as always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.